The Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, continues to prosecute collaborators in the temporarily occupied and liberated territories of Ukraine. As a result of investigative and operational actions in several regions of our country, 9 enemy accomplices were served with notices of charges. In particular, in Kharkiv region, a member of Veliki Burlik village council from the banned opposition platform, For Life Party was detained. After the capture of Kupiansk district, she voluntarily cooperated with the enemy and later joined the local occupation administration. There she was appointed assistant to the local Gauleiter. In this position, the woman helped him impose the Kremlin regime on the captured territory. To do this, she organized general meetings of local residents, during which people were encouraged to support the invaders and join their ranks. An organized criminal group, which consisted of 6 former officials of local units of the State Treasury Service of Ukraine, was exposed in Luhansk region. During the occupation of part of the region, they voluntarily cooperated with the enemy and offered their help in the war against Ukraine. Among them is Svetlana Borodina, who was appointed by the enemy as Director of the Treasury of Luhansk People's Republic, and her accomplices as heads of subordinate district administrations. The perpetrators were carrying out Moscow's instructions regarding the joining of local occupation authorities to the unified treasury system of the aggressor state. In Kherson region, materials were sent to a court regarding a collaborator, a member of one of the district councils from the banned opposition platform, For Life Party. The SBU officers detained the criminal in the course of stabilization measures last November. During the period of the temporary occupation of a part of the region, the perpetrator agreed to become a supervisor of the Department for Combating Economic Crimes. As part of the occupation, main department of the Ministry of Internal Affairs in Kherson region. In his new status, he forced local entrepreneurs to pay taxes to the budget of the Russian Federation and threatened them with imprisonment in case of refusal. Former director of the Krasnolimansky Town Sports and Technical Club was detained in Donetsk region. After the capture of Lyman, the perpetrator voluntarily agreed to head the local guardianship sector of the Labor and Social Protection Administration, created by the aggressor. Currently, investigative actions are ongoing within the framework of the initiated criminal proceedings under 2 articles of the Criminal Code of Ukraine. 111-1, collaborationism, 111-2, aiding and abetting the aggressor state. The 3 defendants have been already remanded in custody. The investigations are conducted by the SBU officers together with the National Police under the procedural guidance of the Prosecutor's Office. Natalia Tolub.